Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Dozens of area school districts have either canceled classes or scheduled e-learning today due to heavy snow expected to blast the region through early Thursday. The Moline, Coal Valley, and Rock Island Milan school districts will be remote today. In Iowa, the Bettendorf, Davenport, and Muscatine school districts have canceled classes. Quad Cities National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Pierce says 3 to 5 inches of snow are in the forecast.
Snow is going to be of the general dry, fluffy types that will easily drift around in the winds, especially in rural and open areas. We are probably going to double or close to triple the amount of snow we've had for the entire winter so far.
Pierce says the heaviest snow will likely come down between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. today, and that drivers' evening commutes could experience the biggest impacts. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission has denied an attempt to pause Linn County's new casino license. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports on the decision Tuesday.
After the commission voted to grant Linn County a gaming license just last week, the Riverside Casino and its nonprofit, the Washington County Riverboat Foundation, challenged the decision. They asked the commission to pause the county's license, citing a 2021 Linn County referendum, which they say included inadequate language. The commissioners voted 5-0 to deny the motions. Patty Kohler is the executive director of the Washington County Riverboat Foundation.
Imagine if you're a nonprofit and they're wanting to take $1.5 million away from you that help your local organizations. We feel like we have to fight against that.
Cedar Rapids developers broke ground on the new casino last week. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
In Illinois, the Sangamon County Board unanimously approved a $10 million settlement with the family of Sonia Massey yesterday. 36-year-old Massey was an unarmed black woman who was killed last summer by then-Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson after calling 911 for help. The board also endorsed a bill in the General Assembly that would create a path for the county to recall elected officials, including sheriffs. County Board member Sam Conman had tried many times to get the board to establish recall elections in the past.
We all agree that it's not legally crystal clear that we have the power to adopt recall, and but legislation could make it crystal clear, and we all support that.
Conman says he plans to work with the bill's sponsor, State Senator Doris Turner, to get it passed this spring. Despite a presidential pardon, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich faces serious roadblocks to running again for state office, getting a state pension, or regaining his law license. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
When legislators impeached Blagojevich, they drove him out of office and also blocked him from ever holding state or local office in Illinois again, meaning no runs for governor, mayor, or the state legislature. Blagojevich never applied for a state pension, and state retirement system officials say, pardon or not, he remains ineligible for a nearly $65,000 annual pension. As for his law license, there are lawyers who got in trouble with the law themselves, had their slate wiped clean, but still face professional discipline. The Democratic-controlled state Supreme Court would be the final arbiter if Blagojevich seeks reinstatement to the bar. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
Plans to build a full-service truck stop and cannabis facility in Rock Island are ruffling feathers among some local conservationists. The 10-acre development would be adjacent to the Milan Bottoms. Wildlife biologist Kelly McKay and others told the Rock Island City Council on Monday that the wetland area is one of the largest known roosting habitats for bald eagles in North America.
And that's a serious issue here in the Quad Cities because of the size of the Milan Bottoms night roost. Basically, the entire eagle population that winters here in the Quad Cities utilizes Milan Bottoms.
McKay and others are concerned that light and noise pollution from the 10-acre development may drive away the roosting eagles. The Rock Island City Council last month approved the land deal with tax incentives for a truck stop and dispensary at the intersection of Interstate 280 and Highway 92. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.